How have you been coping? We're artists and filmmakers Ian Forsyth and Jane Pollard.
And this is Coping Mechanisms, a Somerset House podcast. Why is it so many of us turn to creativity in tough times?
You can lose yourself in making something.
In mid-March, as lockdown stunned the UK and we found ourselves with unexpected time on our hands, we set about making an epic list of all the good ideas and things we could do. And then we did absolutely none of them. But we began to notice that some of our friends were organising online activities that anyone could join in with.
Good afternoon!
Hey kids, let's do this. Alright, it's art club at 3 o'clock.
I hope there's someone there watching. So let us know if you are. Write your names down. You know what I'm like. I like to see what's going on.
And communities started to build up around them.
You know, we're looking for something to do, listening to a record, knowing that there's so many other people listening all over the world.
So what is it that makes some people act on their good ideas?
I use my imagination, that's what I do.
Across 4 episodes, we'll be chatting to Jarvis Cocker.
I feel like I'm going to launch into some corny song. People who need people.
Elaine Fusion Clapham.
This has been a moment where those less heard voices, those quieter voices, the more introvert voices have been amplified. I think that's where change happens.
Noel Fielding.
Yeah, that's what I like doing. I forgot. It's easy to forget who you are. The lockdown, it's reminding people what they like.
Sue Tilly.
I'm not a fusspot about art. I think anyone can say they're an artist.
Carol Morley.
There is a human requirement to tell stories and to listen to stories. So that will never change.
Tim Burgess.
Music was everything. It was all I had. You know, I found out very early on that I like music more than anybody else. It was almost like that's all I could really do.
Nabia Iqbal.
So then you're like in this confined space with very limited resources, and then you've got to think about, okay, what do I still have here and what can I talk about and learn about? And so, yeah, that's how it all started.
And Robin Ince.
Boredom is great. I realised this a while ago. I very rarely experience boredom. And when I do, it's horrendous.
To listen to more and to subscribe to the Somerset House podcast, search Somerset House on your favourite podcast app.